Feed My Sheep by Elder Ben B. Banks of the Presidency of the 70. Those who are lost need our attention and loving care. We can help those who wish to return to the fold find their way back. Several years ago, my wife Susan and I had the opportunity to tour the New Zealand Christ Church Mission. As part of the mission tour, we included a preparation day and took a bus trip to see the beautiful Milford Sound. Part of the trip involved stopping at several scenic sites along the way. At one of those stops, I became curious about a group of passengers standing in a circle on the road taking photographs. As I peered over the people, I saw in the circle a frightened baby lamb on wobbly legs. It appeared to be no more than a few hours old. After all the passengers finally boarded the bus, the driver picked up the frightened lamb in his arms, held it tenderly against his chest, and brought it on the bus. He sat down, closed the door, picked up his microphone, and said to us, "Undoubtedly a band of sheep has gone through here this morning, and this little lamb has strayed. Perhaps if we take it with us, we might find the band of sheep farther up the road and return this baby lamb to its mother." We drove through several kilometers of forests and finally came to a beautiful meadow of tall, flowing grass. Sure enough, there in the meadow was a band of sheep feeding. The driver stopped the bus and excused himself. We all thought he would put the lamb down on the side of the road and come back, but he didn't. With the lamb in his arms, he carefully and quietly walked out through the grass toward the band of sheep. When he got as close as he could without disturbing them, he gently put the lamb down and then remained in the field to make sure the baby lamb returned to the fold. As he returned to the bus, he once again picked up his microphone and said, "Oh, can't you hear that mother sheep saying, 'Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing my lost lamb back home to me.'" The 90 and 9. As I think of this wonderful teaching moment provided by the bus driver, my thoughts turn to the parable the Lord gave us of the lost sheep. "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, 'This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them.' As he spake this parable unto them, saying, 'What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance." Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Our prophet today, President Gordon B. Hinckley, likewise shares with us his concern about lost sheep. "There are so many young people who wander aimlessly and walk the tragic trail of drugs, gangs, immorality, and the whole brood of ills that accompany these things. There are widows who long for friendly voices and that spirit of anxious concern which speaks of love. There are those who were once warm in the faith, but whose faith has grown cold. Many of them wish to come back, but do not know quite how to do it. They need friendly hands reaching out to them. With a little effort, many of them can be brought back to feast again at the table of the Lord. My brethren and sisters, I would hope, I would pray, that each of us would resolve to seek those who need help, who are in desperate and difficult circumstances, and lift them in the spirit of love into the embrace of the church, where strong hands and loving hearts will warm them, comfort them, sustain them, and put them on the way of happy and productive lives." Ensign, November 1996, page 86. Why has their faith grown cold? In light of our prophet's concern, might we ask ourselves, why is it that some who were once warm in the faith have grown cold in the faith? If we are to succeed in the prophetic mandate to perfect the saints, we must also succeed in our efforts to strengthen those who have grown cold in their faith. To begin this endeavor, it would be well for us to know the feelings and reasons why they do not attend meetings and participate in the fellowship of the saints. Most active members believe that less active members behave differently because they don't believe the church's doctrine. A study by the church's Research Information Division does not support this assumption. It shows that almost all less active members interviewed believe that God exists, that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith was a prophet, and that the church is true. As part of another study, a group of active members who previously had been less active were asked why they did not attend church. The most common reasons given were feelings of unworthiness, personal or family problems. Parents or spouse were less active. Teenage rebelliousness or laziness. Conflicts with work schedules. Church too far away. Lack transportation. They were then asked what had influenced them to return to activity in the church. The most common answers were faced with crisis in life. Overcame personal problems. The example of a spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend. Influence of family members. Wanted the gospel influence for family. Fellowshipping from ward members, moved to a new ward where people cared about them. See Research Information Division Comparison, September 1999. I believe that every active member of the church knows a lost sheep who needs the attention and love of a caring shepherd. The challenge before us is great. It will require us to exercise increased faith, energy and commitment if we are to reach these brothers and sisters. But we must do it. The Lord is counting on us to do it. We must remember that change occurs slowly. We all need to have patience, offer fellowship and friendship, learn to listen and love, and be careful not to judge. For those who have wandered away from the fold, I am hopeful you are reading this. You have, in many instances, form new associations and no longer keep church standards. What a blessing it would be to your family if you would harmonize your life with the gospel. The decision to change your life and return to activity and come into Christ is the most important decision you could make in this life. The Savior, in a revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith, tells us in very personal terms how valuable each soul is. Remember, the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. And he hath risen again from the dead, that he might bring all men unto him on conditions of repentance. And how great is his joy in the soul that repenteth. Wherefore, you are called to cry repentance unto this people. And if it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be, one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 15. The Good Shepherd willingly gave his life for his sheep. For you and me, yes, for all of us, that we might live eternally with our Father in heaven. I pray that we will all follow the admonition our Savior Jesus Christ gave to Peter three times. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Note, adapted from an October 1999 General Conference address. End of note. End of the article, Feed My Sheep, by Elder Ben B. Banks of the Presidency of the 70. Everyday Heroes,